Well, today really is the feast of our church. It is the feast of what is the summit and the font of our church, the feast of the body and blood of Christ. We could also call it the feast of why I became Catholic, if you wanted to, because that's one of the things. You know, when people find out that I was not raised Catholic, they say, "Well, why are you Catholic?" Well, there's a few reasons. The universality of the church was one of the things. The fact that there is such a thing as a Catholic identity as opposed to where I came from was not so much, you would be Christian, but not necessarily Presbyterian. There's not really, at least there wasn't in my experience. And, you know, the idea that you could go anywhere in the world and get the same thing was part of it. Examples of a couple of people who are now saints, Mother Teresa and John Paul II, and others, and things like that. But ultimately, and the fact that the church goes back to Jesus, that this was the original, and so there's a certain authenticity to that I think was missing. But ultimately, I said to myself, why would I not want to be where Jesus is, where his body and blood are? Because for me, these verses that we read, and not just in Paul's letter today, where we read Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood." Why would I not want to be where that exists, and where they believe it exists? And so here I am, and actually it's 30 years this year. So hey, I'm young. Now, in a couple of years, I'll finally be Catholic for longer than I was not Catholic. But anyway, and so, like I say, here I am. And as I said, you know, when Jesus says is, there's no subtlety to the meaning of that word. As we say, and when we teach RCIA, this is not original with me, but we always say, well, we believe that when Jesus says is, that is is. is not. And, you know, what I mean is when he says, this is my blood, he does not mean, this is not really my blood. It's a symbol of, you know, no, he says is means is in both Greek and Hebrew. And so we believe that's what he said. And as I say, it's not just... In Paul's letter, there's, of course, in the Gospels, and then today we read in the Gospel from one of the accounts of the feeding of the multiplication of loaves and fishes, and of course we know in John's Gospel we have that whole narrative following that, where Jesus explains that this is my body, and that he will feed us with his body and blood. And of course, one of the questions that people always have is, well, how can Jesus keep feeding us his body and blood, you know, for 2,000 years and he's still whole? Well, as we see, he can do that for loaves and fishes. And he begins with the loaves and the fishes, and they feed all these people, and he ends up with more than he started with. So if what he can do for that, he can certainly do for his body and for his blood. And it, as I said, he says his fish, or my flesh is real food, my blood is real drink. And so even though the appearance of bread and wine stay, but the substance becomes Jesus. And so what we receive is Jesus. Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. Each time we come together, What a thing to have. What a gift. And, you know, that over the years I've heard people say, well, how can people leave the Catholic Church, leave the Eucharist? Well, because they're leaving the Eucharist behind. You know, if you go to, you'll still have Jesus in a way, you know, in a spiritual way, but if you go to somewhere else, then you don't have Jesus himself. That's, you know, and I think that what we need to do is the number one thing we need to pray for is faith. That's what John Paul II says. That's the best thing to pray. And the best thing to pray is for faith is faith in the Eucharist, faith that Jesus is here, that Jesus is not just a guest here, but he is not just the host here at this meal. He is the meal. He is here. He is with us. He feeds us with his body and blood. And we want to keep praying for the faith to really understand that as best we can. Because, you know, one of the things that people say about Mass, various places, they say, well, I want to go where I get something, you know, and, you know, usually it means this, we get something out of the homily, basically. Well, you know, hopefully once in a while you get something from my homilies, but you know, even if I just get up here and talk about my trip to Alaska and how great the Twins are doing or something like that, you know, the Minnesota Twins, not the, well, I'm sure there's other Twins are doing great too, but, you know, even if I do that, you get Jesus. And Jesus can work where the humanity of the priest gets in the way and you don't do that because Jesus is Jesus. And so, and the thing that he does too, and this I didn't appreciate, is that not only do I get Jesus, but we all do. And one of the things that Jesus does with his body and blood is make us his body. Jesus is here not just to make us one with him in communion. He is also here for the sacrifice. He's in the order of the priest of Melchizedek, who is of unknown origin, but yet Abraham blessed him. He is here to offer himself as the priest. As the priest, he offers himself to God. He offers his body and blood to God for our sins, but then he offers himself to us to make us one with him, but also one with one another. This helps me, you know, one of the things that attracted me to the church was the unity. Well, I understand the unity better than I did 30 years ago. Is that we are indeed one body. We are one body, not just united by our membership in this church, but united by Jesus. And so, indeed, we are one with him, one with one another. And one, as one together, we take his love into the world. We of course, come together here to be strengthened, to be in communion with one another, to be in communion with Jesus, and then we live that unity of him, with him and with one another. We live that in the world and love in the world and spread his message, his gospel message of love, of forgiveness, of the joy of being one with the living Jesus. And he is living. He offers himself his living body as we come together. And so indeed, this is a wonderful day. This is the day we celebrate that we are one with one another. We are one with Jesus in his body and blood.